Thousands of patients in Sackville have been getting bad news from two longstanding primary doctors in the area.
The office of Dr. Catherine Johnston. If this is an emergency, please hang up and call 911. Dr. Johnston will be retiring on June the 30th. There is currently no appointment availability, and our cancellation list has exceeded the limit.
That's the voicemail message for Dr. Catherine Johnston, who is retiring on June 30th after treating patients in Sackville for 23 years. And unfortunately, there's no one to take over Johnston's practice.
Dr. Johnston regrets that she has been unable to find a replacement and would like to thank all of her patients for entrusting her with your care.
Dr. Johnston is in the same boat as another Sackville doctor, Dr. Andrea Wall. Wall has been treating patients in Sackville for 18 years and will be closing her practice on August 4th. There are rumors of other possible closures of doctors' practices, though some are not accurate. CHMA has confirmed that Dr. Graham Stewart is not planning to retire anytime soon, despite rumors to the contrary. And while Dr. Allison Dysart is thinking about relocating his practice closer to his home in the Cokang Grand Digue area, he hopes to move his practice rather than close it, which means as long as his patients are willing to make the trip, they can remain his patients. Meanwhile, Drs. Wall and Johnston are advising their patients to register with Patient Connect NB as soon as possible to get on the first-come, first-served list. Patients are also being told they can rely on expanded services at pharmacies, virtual care at eVisit NB, after-hours clinics outside of town, and Telecare 811. Some patients on the Patient Connect list will have access to HealthLink NB, the provincial initiative that aims to improve access to primary care while people wait for a permanent provider. CHMA put out a call to patients who are losing their doctor and heard back from a number of people, especially those with chronic conditions. Judith Kane and her husband will both lose their doctor at the end of June, but Kane is mostly concerned for her mother, who takes a number of medications and requires quarterly blood tests as part of her care. Kane's family physician kept a standing requisition for her mother's blood test, so all she had to do was make appointments to have blood taken, and then her doctor would receive her results. But now, without a family physician, the 89-year-old will need to have an online appointment with a care provider first every time she's due for a test. And even as a registrant with HealthLink NB, that could mean a new healthcare provider every time. Kane says the process of losing her doctor has been especially difficult for her mother.
So my mother gets this letter and she says to me, "What does this mean? What do I do? I don't understand." She's 89 years old. I think they're forgetting about a whole, you know, part of our population in New Brunswick. They keep saying they want to keep seniors in their home, and they keep making it more difficult for them to survive.
While Kane has helped her mother register for HealthLink NB, in-person appointments in Moncton are hard to come by. And even with online appointments, there's no option for consistent continuous care, which is necessary for many patients like Kane's mother.
People have chronic illnesses or multiple. You know, my mother's got Crohn's disease. My mother takes 13 pills a day. Who's monitoring that? You know, like who, I mean, you know, she's getting older. Are those pills still appropriate? Should we be increasing the dosage, reducing the dosages? Who's monitoring her medication? I can tell you, no one is. And that scares me. There is no seamless transition to HealthLink at all, especially for seniors or people who don't have computers.
Kane says that her biggest concern is with the people in similar positions but without family support to help navigate the system. CHMA has reached out to Dr. Wall and Dr. Johnston to find out exactly how many patients in the Tantramar area will find themselves orphaned this summer as their offices close down. Some estimates peg the number of patients at between 800 and 1,000 per practice. Others say the average is in the range of 1,500 to 2,000. When Dr. Corey Long closed his practice in 2021, just over 1,300 patients were orphaned. Speaking to CBC Moncton's Information Morning on Monday, co-chair of the Rural Health Action Group in Sackville, John Hyam, said the group has heard from a number of people who are scared to lose their physician. Hyam told the CBC the group was asking Horizon to move more quickly on a project to open a clinic in Sackville, but didn't share details on what type of clinic or how it would operate, and who would work there. The Rural Health Action Group met Monday evening to discuss their future plans. In a news release last week, the group said it was meeting with officials with Horizon Healthcare Network to help devise interim solutions to the anticipated shortage of primary care doctors. The group was already involved in recruiting doctors to work in the Sackville Memorial Hospital Emergency Department, which remains on reduced service hours. Dr. Catherine Johnson's Sackville practice will close on June 30th as the long-serving doctor retires. Dr. Andrea Wall will close her practice on August 4th and is moving to Moncton for another job. CHMA will be continuing coverage on healthcare issues throughout the summer. If you're losing your doctor or have other healthcare issues you want to share, contact us at news@chmafm.com.